Foundations for Eternal Life. The Preface. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. John 7:37-38. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. End of verses. Jesus invites each of us to come to him. This is an invitation to salvation. Come to me. Salvation is not primarily a matter of things we know or things we do. Salvation is a matter of right relationship. John 17:3. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. End of verse. Eternal life involves knowing God, having right relationship with God. In order to know God better, we should learn things and do things that strengthen our relationship with God. We should avoid things that hurt our relationship with God. That is the point of writing about things we know, things we do, and things we should not do. The goal is to know God better, to deepen our relationship with God, to deepen our love for God. Have you already come to Jesus? If so, may this book help you deepen your relationship with God. Have you not yet come to Jesus? May this book help you begin your relationship with God. Revelation 22:17, NIV. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.